Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A sack of homemade bombs discovered at an abandoned Boko Haram camp exploded, killing 63 people in northeastern Nigeria, according to civil defense fighters Wednesday. Harun Bakar is a witness to the blast and said that the local militia was patrolling the area when they discovered the camp and found the bag of metal objects, which they carried to the nearby town of Munguno. As residents gathered around to examine the bag, it exploded. Scores of people have been killed this month in suicide and other bombings carried out by Nigeria's homegrown extremists using these kinds of improvised explosive devices. Human Rights Watch said Wednesday that authorities from the internationally recognized government in Libya are responsible for forcing confessions, not providing medical care, and denying due process to detainees. The group issued a statement detailing the accusations based on what it said were visits to three detention centers in eastern Libya controlled by the Army and Interior Ministry in January and April. The sites in Benghazi and Al-Baida collectively held 450 detainees, according to Human Rights Watch, with about half reporting being tortured while in custody, and all of them saying they were not allowed to talk to lawyers, go before a judge, or be formally charged. U.S. President Barack Obama's strategy for combating Islamic State militants is to be a major focus Wednesday as his defense secretary and head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff go before a panel of lawmakers in Washington to discuss the situation in the Middle East. The defense chief Ashton Carter and the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey are scheduled to testify at a hearing of the House Armed Services Committee. VOA News.